August 11th, 2016, it's the Watt from Pete and Rose Show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. I'm in Pedro, but not a brother Matt, still indisposed because of his teaching schedule. But after this summer, that should change. Just in time for me to go on tour, though. So, but we'll have brother Matt back when he can. I do have with me, not in person, but through the magic of Skype, Ferruccio Quercetta.
Ferruccio Quercetti.
I should say Cetti because, one C.
Ferruccio Quercetti.
Yeah, because I get confused over soft C, hard, I sound like K.
Yeah.
Is it followed by E? Is it followed by I? Is it followed by O?
In that case, if
this one here, soft, so Ferruccio.
Exactly, perfect.
And then Quercetti. So kind of a CH sound.
Exactly, honestly. Yeah.
Quercetti.
Quercetti.
Yeah. Okay. Ferruccio Quercetti. Yeah, if I hear, no problem, but when I see the spell, I still get confused.
Yeah, well, it's a complicated name, even for Italians. So
no, but there's a rule with the C's in Italiano, Madonna, huh? Ciccone, her name.
Louise Veronica Ciccone, yeah. And you know what? She's from a region. She comes from Pacenza, which is a small town, not too far from where I was born, Giulianova in Abruzzo.
Oh, Abruzzo, yeah. And maybe some people with Albania background, too.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it's just in front, you know. Well, it's on the Adriatic coast, so facing like Croatia or former Yugoslavia, and obviously Albania.
Albania. Yeah, I would say maybe looks east. You guys looking east across the Adriatic. One time I got to play with Stooges in Lecce, Bari.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it was by Otranto, way in the south. And that's the that's been the most close to the Adriatic, and I could I know where you're talking about this view. So let me ask you, your oldest musical memory.
My oldest musical memory, you mean as a show or like listening to music in general, like being like somehow.
Yeah, you're a little bambino, huh? You're a little kid, and. What's your first memory of music?
Okay.
In the house, in the car, something like this?
Yeah, in the car, actually. I mean, I think it's pretty common. I mean, my dad had... My family was not like a musical family. My parents were like from before the 1968 generation. That in Italy, it's a big watershed, you know, because after 1968, after, you know, like the political activity that happened and all this here in this country around that time, people got more involved with like alternative culture and rock. My parents come like they're older than that, just slightly older than that. So they weren't like very musical people. They listened to music, but music was not a big deal in their lives.
Okay.
But my father had a Beatles cassette, like 20 Golden Greats.
Anthology, yeah.
Yeah, it's an anthology, yeah. I remember always wanting to hear that in the car. Like, my father had some, like, Italian singer-songwriter stuff, you know, or all, like, typical, like, Italian music. But that specific cassette of the Beatles was, like, my obsession when I was a kid. I remember never getting tired of it, you know. I always wanted to listen to that. I'm not, like, a huge Beatles fan. I mean, I love the Beatles, but, you know, I'm not, like, a maniac. I like other bands, you know, more than them, but then I like the Beatles. But that, I have to say, was my, like, original, like, the first thing I got obsessed with was this Beatles cassette in my dad's car.
Yeah.
That was first memory.
Now, what about in the house? You said they weren't that musical of people, but they played some music, some radio, some records.
Yeah. Well, there was this. There were some Italian singer-songwriter who were like politically they had a political agenda as well. You know, like Francesco De Gregori or. Maybe you know De André? Which, of course. And so those were like some singers that my parents were listening to. And well, they were like influenced by Bob Dylan, by the folk tradition, by the French or chansonnier, you know, from the European song, like Kurt Weill, you know.
Sure.
So that was one of the first memories, yeah, I had in the house.
Well, how did you first get involved with doing music yourself?
Well, my obsession with music, like, started also, like, it was a strange thing, because, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, I was hating, like, the musical climate around me.
Yeah.
I was living in a small village in the like, center/south of Italy. Nothing was happening. And somehow I felt different, and, you know, I started, like, the first thing I actually got into the first time was the Eurythmics, just because I saw a video, you know, of a song. I think it was When Tomorrow Comes, and then there was this, I found in some friend's house, I found an issue of a magazine called Wild Bunch, Mucchio Selvaggio.
Yeah,
and that's where
I know about this music magazine, yeah, from Italy, very famous.
And on the cover there was a photo of Annie Lennox. So I said, oh, this is the singer of the band I like. You know, I've seen a video of them, and so I brought this paper home, this magazine home. I said, oh, can I borrow it? I opened it, and there was a world of bands I never heard about. You know, like Thin White Rope, the Go Betweens. All these bands, you know, that, you know, were kind of popular, the Dream Syndicate, you know, obviously, like, they had, like, you know, yeah, they featured, like, all the underground bands, you know.
This made you want to play?
Yeah, exactly, because I said, first discover music, because I said, oh, how come there's all this world music that I don't know about? Husker Du, what is Husker Du? You know, yeah. They're so strange. You know, you were used to see these bands, you know, were like super stylish, and then you see these bands look like normal people. I said, oh, there's another way of approaching.
I know the Huskers, they're not normal.
Yeah.
I mean, what is normal? That's a scary word. But I know what you mean. Like, not typical age.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm with you on that. But, you know, compared to the image, you know, of the rock and roll band or the pop band that you will see on mainstream media, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seeing these people who look like, you know, just people.
So,
you know,
so by seeing them, you could identify. You could say, hey, if they're doing it, why can't I do it?
Exactly. Okay. So I started, like, strumming guitars and the guitar, and then I went to this guitar teacher, was really, really strict, you know, and trying to, you know, wanted me to read music, you know, and before touching the guitar at all, you know. So I said, oh,
how did you get this guitar?
I just bought it in a shop in the
okay.
In the
so I want to make music. I want to play guitar. Yeah. I go get a guitar. Now I want lessons. But this teacher's not up my alley.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. And so, and then I remember dropping the lessons. I said, no, it's too hard for me. I mean, I can't do this. You know, it's too hard. It's too difficult.
How old?
I was like 14, maybe.
Okay.
And then I remember one day I was looking at the cover of The Clash, London Calling. You know, I just got it. You know, I used to ask this guy from this record shop to keep records for me. You know, can you keep this for me? And I will buy it like in 15 days when I have the money. So I got London Calling. You know, I remember watching the cover of the record.
Yeah, isn't he breaking a guitar?
I said, this guy. I don't think this guy must have gone through all this shit, you know, to learn to play his instrument.
Yeah.
There must be another way. So just start. I got myself a chords book, you know, with all the chords.
Yeah, self-teach.
And I started playing like totally on my own, and I couldn't even try and play other people's song. People would say, oh, but the Ramones are easy, or the Velvet Underground are easy, but I couldn't even do that, you know.
Yeah.
So I said, I'd rather write my own songs, because what else am I going to play? I can't play anything, you know, from these guys.
You mean trying to copy records?
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't even try to imitate whatever they were doing, because it was too hard. Even the most simple bands, you know.
So right away you start writing your own material.
Right away, yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. I think that was a big part of punk movement.
Exactly.
Here, I'm going to play something from the new Cut album. Take it back to the start.
Thank you.
Since that's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Take it back. Thank you. I'm run fast, but I burn bright. Mama had a palm tree. What you tell her, shook her head. She said that boy, he's in for a hell of a time. Surface to air, look I'm flying. God knows I am trying. And I know this moment will soon be gone. There's a spark first, then there's a flame. The devil may cast a we'll be right back.
Yeah. might take us for a ride. Yeah, I'm on. I'm leaving here now. Tonight. What? What's that? You're getting a drink about cheddar? All right, I'll take it. I'm so sick of sleeping under that bar. I just want to be a moving star.
The Batmobile, let's go!
Jump, jump.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed. Roger, ready to move out.
es como una abeja que me pica y pues me deja.
Look, I forgot to say what we started off the show with. It was John Coltrane and Milt Jackson doing Centerpiece. Then from the new Cut album, The One Who Waits. Now this piece of music here, some more from the new Cut album, Take It Back to the Start. After that, Lemon Kittens with the cover of Shaking All Over, Eddie Cochran. Who did a pretty good cover there? Coltrane, brand new King Champion Sounds. Gods in Heat, Mr. Tom and Tobacco out of Pittsburgh. Soap, brand new from Toys That Kill. They're on tour right now in the U.S., people. Look for Toys That Kill, straight out of Pedro. Chris Murphy, Surface Air. This sounds a lot like Chris Murphy when he did Blues for Bukowski with me and Steve Hodges. But I guess you can recycle your own stuff. I think I've done that. Stefano Pelia. Brand new album, Little Ada. Another cat who lives in Bologna.
Yeah.
Like, Fruccio, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He plays in the record. He plays in the record.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Respect. I know he's got a lot of projects going.
Yeah.
Lester Bangs and the Delinquents with I Just Want to Be a Movie Star. Lester Bangs was the editor of a great magazine in the 70s called Cream. There wasn't many good rock magazines over here, like the Wild Bunch. You know, we had a bunch of crap, still do. Petra Hayden with the Batman theme. Brand new from Space out of Liverpool, Hold No Fear, Brother Phil.
Right.
And finally, La Bella from Very Be Careful. That's the Guzman brothers right here with their own Bayonetta style of Colombian musical. Great. I love accordion. I know accordion's big in Italy, too.
Yeah.
Well, in the old days.
Yeah.
Maybe still. You know, my organ man, Pete in the second man, he learned accordion just for an Italian Slav wedding.
All right.
He used to play, yeah.
That's a big tradition, you know. In the region just nearby where I grew, the Marche region.
Yeah,
that was the region where they would build like musical instruments. There's loads of factories where they would build like the best accordions.
Yeah. Dick Cantina was the last big accordion star in the U.S. like late 50s, early 60s. I remember, but he moved to Hammond organ, but still, his roots are in accordion. Getting back to your music journey, okay, so you're writing your own music on guitar. When do you first... Do you do this stuff on your own for a while, or do you look for bandmates?
Well, at the beginning, yeah, I was like in my when I was in my hometown, I kind of played with some friends. You know, I played the bass for a while.
Friends at school.
Yeah.
and garage band, bedroom band.
Yeah. Just with some friends, you know, they would play like covers, like. Cover versions of like super classics, like, you know, Deep Purple or.
So you did have to learn songs off records.
Yeah, I had to, but I was.
On the bass.
I wasn't really good at it. Okay. I wasn't really good at it. So, I mean.
Well, I think about a bass line for a song, Smoke on the Water. Kind
of
easy.
Of course.
Just pump on that G.
Some Hendrix, you know, which is great, obviously, but you know, I felt like I wanted to play my own things,
sure,
you know,
sure.
and then I met a guy from Berlin who was spending a few days every year in the summer. He would spend like on holidays because in Giulianova, my hometown, because it's a seaside resort, you know,
okay.
So people come from all over Europe.
Vacations, yeah.
Yeah, vacation, yeah. And so I met this guy called Marcus, Pitti was his nickname, just because a common friend said, okay, I met this guy, he's like you, he writes his own songs, you know.
Okay.
He's like you. And so I said, oh yeah, I want to meet him, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah,
and
yeah.
So I met this guy, he was living behind a fish shop, fish market, you know, he was renting a room behind the fish. So I remember this
good smell. Good smell. We used to have canneries here in Pedro, I know all about that, when I first came here from Virginia. There's nothing stronger than fish guts.
Yeah, exactly. And so I remember going and seeing him, you know, and he said, oh, so you write your own songs. Why don't you play one of your songs to me? Like, I was like, what? I wasn't, for some reason, I wasn't expecting that, you know.
Yeah.
Go figure, you know. And so very shyly, I played one of my songs. He said, oh, that's beautiful. You should record that. We should do something together. And it was the first person who gave me, like, strength, you know, gave me, like, the courage of, like playing my own stuff and said,
yeah.
This is great, you know, you should really. And so we did the demo tape with him right away, you know, right away.
Wow.
We did the demo tape at my place, you know, in my room basically. And that was the first thing I put out, you know. And
I got to hear that.
Deal. Yeah.
You got to get it to me so I can hear it, play it on the show.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I will.
And what happened with this German friend?
And then he was living in Berlin, so he came back to Berlin, and we just played one show because the year I moved to Bologna, when I finally moved to Bologna for my university.
Ah, going to college, right? Big college town.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, people, Bologna is the oldest college in Europe.
Exactly. 1088.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
Umberto Eco taught a long time there, huh?
Umberto Eco,
he's a big hero. I've read almost every book he wrote. Love
yeah,
him.
Yeah. And I also went to one of his lessons, you know, just out of curiosity.
What,
I was
semiotics?
One of his semiotics lessons at the first year, you know, because lessons in Italian university used to be open, like everybody could go and attend, like also people who weren't enrolled, you know,
sure.
In university, just, you know. And so you go, and I was enrolled, of course, but in another course, but I went all the same, you know, I went to listen to one of his lectures. I didn't understand anything, but it was great. Yeah.
So sometimes that happens. With a book, at least you can go back and read it again and again and again, which I've had to do too. Yeah, some of the thinking gets a little complicated. That thing with the map, one-to-one scale. Very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Then when I got into him, of course, you know, I read his books and stuff. But
it's the science, things that point to things.
Yeah.
Right. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, August 11th, 2016, Dishwaf Peter Show. Hold tight for hour two. August 11th, 2016, it's the second hour of the Wat Pedro Show. For Pedro Show, started off the second hour with Cut, new album, doing Second Skin. What can you tell me about that?
Well, that track features Bruno Germano. I believe you interviewed him as well.
Yeah, also stayed at the farmhouse. We did the second Sonia de Marinaio album at Vacuum, his studio.
Absolutely. It's a brilliant, brilliant,
sound. You can see the prison.
It's great. You know, it's just you know, fantastic. It's like the fourth member of our band, because he's always been with us. Since like the beginning of the century of this millennium, basically.
Wow. Yeah, I like him a lot. What's the prison, Dolza?
Excuse me? Yeah.
There's a prison right there you can see from the farmhouse.
That's a great place for a rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's behind the prison, the Dolza prison in Bologna.
Yeah, right.
It's a pretty tough prison, you know, and there's a lot of problems with the overcrowded. It's an overcrowded prison. It's a big problem in Italy, you know.
Yeah.
We could talk about the shit laws that make, you know, prisons overcrowded. Anyway.
Yeah. But Bruno, he came up with the riff.
Yeah, Bruno came up with the riff, because the idea for this record was to have some of our friends and the people who we like the most, you know.
Sure.
Well, you are on this record, Mike, let's say.
That's right. That was the first tune I played off the record when you said
it
to me.
All right. And it's a big honor for us. And basically, Bruno wrote the riff, and he brought it to the practice room, which is basically like by his house, because he's got the house and the studio and the rehearsal room where we practice regularly. And so we developed the song together. And it's great. I mean, it's the title track of the album, which is called Second Skin. We're really happy how the way it turned out. I mean, the song and the album, of course. And we're really proud of having Bruno. Well, he played with us in other records as well, but he never like actually wrote a song with us. So this was a great thing for us. A big deal.
Really good. Bravo. You know about Daggermoth?
Daggermoth.
She's a lady guitarist from Italy. She's got a new album, and we heard after Second Skin, we heard Ovaries.
All right.
Yeah. Kind of experimental, you know.
Yeah.
Intense.
Yeah.
And then Gigi Bam with Wasting Time. Look, please tell me how Cut got together.
Well, in 1993-1994, I spent 1 year in Brighton, England, because I did an exchange. You maybe heard about the Erasmus program, you know?
Yeah, sure.
For students, yeah. So I spent 1 year in Brighton. When I came back, like, Bologna was booming. Like, it was a very great moment for the town, for the city. There were lots of clubs, and in the street, like, the activity was really exciting, you know, and Berlusconi got in power in the spring of 94. And I came back to Bologna after 1 year in England in the summer of 94. And so there was a lot of, like, the resistance to that, you know, also brought a lot of activity, you know, there was a lot of things going on.
Sure.
So I was really excited about being back in Bologna. I said, I got to start something. So I started, like, in my head, I started thinking about putting a band together. Originally, to play my songs, the ones, you know, that I used to write in my room and that I played with my German friends, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then I got in touch with Carlo, my friend, my soulmate in the band for 20 years, and Carlo, like, I got in touch with him just because he was working in a shop, in a music shop. Record shop, basically, and so I told him, oh, do you know people who could play? You know, people who could be excited about being in my band somehow. I said, oh yeah, and he gave me a few contacts and stuff. But we missed a bass player, so I said, oh, I got some people together: one girl playing guitar, another girl singing, me playing guitar, a drummer, and the only person missing was a bass player. So I said, Carlo, would you like to come tonight? It was our first rehearsal, you know. So I said, oh, would you like to come and play a little bit of bass, you know, with us? I knew he had the bass. He was a guitar player. Actually, the only gig I played with my friend from Berlin in Bologna was Carlo was opening the show. He was playing with us. I mean, we were playing together in the same bill. And also another band from Bologna, 3 Second Kiss, were playing, a brilliant band, friends of ours. So I knew Carlo played, and I knew he had the bass, and he was playing guitar there, but I knew he also had the bass. I said, oh, come over to the rehearsal. And so he arrived last minute.
Yeah.
And that night, I think it was January 1996, the band got together for its first rehearsal. Oh, at the beginning, we were playing my own songs, basically. But I realized that the chemistry was so good. And somehow the personalities involved were so great, you know, that I said, oh, why just play my own songs? Why don't we create something together? We write something
collaborate.
Together? Collaborate. Yeah, cooperate. It's much better, you know, than just playing whatever I wrote, you know.
Sure,
and
sure.
So, and that's how, at the beginning, first shows, we played a few songs.
What about this song, Paralyzed? I want to play this.
Oh, yeah, that's the song where Stefano's playing, Stefano Pilia.
Yeah, from the Sogno di Mai. Wow, how did you get involved? Did you ask?
Yeah, we asked Stefano. Okay. Stefano is living with Bruno in the same house.
Absolutely.
That house is crazy, yes, you know. Absolutely. It's great, you know. Carlo, my the other guy from Cut, is playing there, and he's living there. Bruno is living there, and Stefano is living there as well. And so, since we love Stefano, he's a great friend, and we shared a few things. He was playing with Selfish.
Yeah.
Selfish, yeah.
Right, with Bruno.
Yeah, exactly, with Bruno in the same band. And so we said, oh, Stefano, yeah, why don't we do something together for this record, you know? And we just came over, and we started jamming, and this song called Paralyzed was born.
Okay, let's listen.
I can always say shook. I got excited and my leg shook. I'm trying not to be a sex crook, because I wanna do something creepy to you. I wanna do something creepy to you. Oh, I wanna do something creepy to you. I wanna do something creepy to you. I've got my trousers around my ankles. I'm wearing socks with sandals. I'm doing stuff with candles. And I'm hanging from door handles like Mickey Hutchins. Need you tonight. I wanna do something creepy to you. 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 I don't have to take a big chance. I can't just sit here in my underpants. Do my little kinky dance. It's just a modern romance. Because I wanna do something creepy to you. I wanna do something creepy to you. I wanna.
give us an idea if they have any idea of how fast the optics are going?
Okay,
thanks. I'll just listen.
Thank you.
down by a Beamer. It's white on black on blue on white. Kill terror, terminal error, a country warfare, rural fight. Country rodent down that out, yet carrying TB in his snout. Boris creature that doesn't die,
Boris Bunker's still alive!
Driveway and let their friends in. They start to invade all the lounge and the bins. And they make themselves comfy upon the settee, watching Sky Sports and National Geographic.
That doesn't die.
Boris Bunker's still alive!
Hello?
This is the hospital. There's been an accident.
Oh my God. Okay. We are coming at once.
Forse è solo un giorno.
cibo che fuma in nell'aria.
Pedro Show, Paralyzed from Cut, new album, Second Skin, with Stefano Pelia on the guitar, joining him.
On bass, this track.
Bass, that's right. Why he went to school. He ended up on guitar, but, yeah, University of Bologna, he told me double bass.
Yeah, exactly. He used to play bass in Selfish. He was the bass player for Selfish.
That's right.
I think he always played guitar, but you know, it was playing better. Bass for Selfish, and yeah, studied bass.
Yeah, so no disrespect. Of course, I'm always a little special about the bass.
No, of course. Of course, it's a good bass.
Then we had a bunch of music from England here, Mr. Susan's band. They got me together some. He sent me four batches of tunes from bands that are in his scene there in South London. And so, Mr. Susan, with I Want to Do Something Creepy to You, Parachute for Gordo, When I Was Teenage Manta Ray, Senor Al in the Honolulus with Whole Damn Boogie, Secret Black Boyfriend with High Five Saves Lives, The Mary X Incident with Dream Logic, Danny DeVito's DeFito Burrito, Exploder Than You, Zad with Boris Badger, Perfect Cluster with Crushed, and finally The Dire Sister with the theme tune. Strange thing. So, Cut happened at the beginning. So we're going on 20 years now.
Yeah. We started
the beginning of 2016. Do you remember the first gig?
Yeah. It was in an historical place in Bologna called Scandellara, which was a youth center. Because back in the day, like between the end of the 70s and the early 80s, there were this thing, a great thing in Bologna, a civic thing, you know, the youth centers where you had rehearsal rooms and, you know, and place where you could actually play. A bit like the Haus der Jugend in Germany. I don't know if you heard about it. But projects, you know, where there was an idea of society. Bologna is a socialist city, as a left-wing city, so that there was this idea of having places for the youth to like go and express themselves. And then And there was this place, yeah, Scandellara, where, every year they had a festival. And we played in the 1996 edition of the festival. And that was our first show in 1996.
Was it scary?
Yeah, absolutely scary. I mean, well, we were kind of, unconscious, you know, but scared. it was a great experience, Gary. You are for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like too much of a nightmare. We're at the end of the second hour, August 11, 2016, edition after Peter Schultz, type for hour three. August 11, 2016, is the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
You can fight the fear. There's a light on in your attic, I can see it.
What's it gonna take for you to let me inside?
Pedro Show started the third hour off with cut from their new album, Second Skin, a tune called Too Late. And you're saying maybe a video coming?
Yeah. Another guy from Selfish, Emilio, wants to do a video for it. So we're arranging now when and where, you know, we're going to do it. But, you know, it's going to come. It's going to come.
Great.
Yeah.
Then we had Just Faith after that with War of the Winds. Cosmodrome Live, Hiroshima's Story, that was last week. I guess because the president went there earlier, there wasn't that much being said. Except one of these idiots running for office was talking about, why don't we use stuff like that more? Well. Lydia Loveless' brand new album, European is the song. Diane Marie Klobe after that with I Am the Sweeper. And finally, the Gorries, they've gotten back together for some gigs. And This is from Detroit not too long ago. Sovereignty Flight. Back to Virgil and his cut story. So after that first scary gig, you guys probably recorded, right?
Yeah. We recorded a demo tape with the bass player from Three Second Kiss, the band I mentioned before.
Yeah.
He recorded us with an eight track cassette tape.
Sure.
In the rehearsal room of Three Second Kiss, we did our first demo tape called Troubled Desire. That was
Now, did the band ever tour?
Yeah. We toured our first tour was in Sardinia, actually.
That's where his pop is from.
Sorry?
Stefano Pelia's pop is from
Sardinia. Exactly. Carlo is from Sardinia, too. And also our bass player and the drummer were from Sardinia.
Wow, so there's a Sardinia connection.
Kind of homecoming for them.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we did this Sardinian tour, 8 shows. I remember it was an adventure, and we had a great time. And after that, we started.
Wow, all 8 gigs were in Sardinia?
Yeah, all 8 gigs in the summer. Yeah.
That's wild. I didn't know that it was that happening. I would like to play there. The closest I've been is Corsica.
You never played Sardinia?
I would like to. One day.
You have to tell Stefano, come get us some shows.
Of course, I've asked him many times. It'll happen one day.
Yeah, for sure.
So you did. Did you tour outside of Italy?
Not back then. I mean, it wasn't very easy to tour abroad. Also because, Italian bands, of course there were many Italian bands, especially in the hardcore scene. I'm sure you know about Negazione.
Yeah.
Raw Power.
Raw Power toured the U.S. many times.
Yeah. But there was a context back then, when these bands were playing, they were big in the hardcore community. They had a context where they could tour internationally. It was different for us because, our music is kind of mixed, we don't have a precise
genre.
Yeah, exactly. So,
That's not a bad thing, Fruccio.
No. I mean, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, but it might make things difficult as far as marketing and
Exactly. So, and also because, back then, it was so hard, you just had letters, and phone calls, and, so it was complicated, to get it together. So, for the first part of our story as a band, we didn't tour abroad very much. Our first, proper tour, apart from, we played Croatia, Slovenia.
Yeah,
we got to play those countries because our singer back then, we had a girl singing, Elena, and she was from Croatia, so she had contact with that. So we played a few festivals, we did a few tours there. It was amazing. And just after the war, when the war had just finished, the former Yugoslavia. Yeah, and so it was also very interesting, to go there that period. We got a lot of stories
Speaking of which, we're going to play this tune Crash and Burn.
All right.
Can you tell me about this though?
Well, this song, it's the album Closer, probably. I mean, and it's a bit in the style of what we used to do a few years ago. It features our former drummer, Francesco, who left the band in 2011, but we wanted him back for a few songs in this album because we love him, and he lives in the house.
Yeah.
The other guys, so it's a big commune. So we said, okay, come over and let's jam and maybe, write some songs. So that track, it's I love it. I mean, Bruno did a great job also, with the sound on that track, and I like it very much. I mean, I like the fact that, somehow for this record we got together with these people that are so important for us, and this track is a good, testimony of that.
Absolutely. Let's listen.
China shop with no confusion.
don't come round in the morning, cause it doesn't have a set routine. You'll be picked up any time by the rock and roll machine. By the rock and roll machine. By the rock and roll machine. It stops at the red light when it gets too hot.
It stops
at the red light when it gets too hot. It stops at the red light when it gets too hot.
It stops at the red light when it gets too hot. All the people in hell.
People don't like it. It really doesn't get in their way. It's been around since the 50s. Things like the 60s. Or the 70s. People loved it. Yeah. That was the rock and roll machine. You know what that is.
Bach for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Cut from their brand new album, Second Skin, with the old drummer man, Crash and Burn. Then for Pedro here, Just Faith, Ripples and Rapids. King Harvest and the Weight from England, Constant Reminder is the tune. A Moment's Thought, that's Dan out of Toledo. The Rock and Roll Machine. And finally, The Bright Sides, the demo of their tune Liquid. That's Tim from Gobblehoof. I think lives in Hollywood. Back to Ferruccio. And the cut story.
Yeah.
Now that the album's out, what's the plan? You got touring ideas?
Well, actually, the album will be out next fall, so this is a total premiere.
Ah, so it's coming out in a couple months.
Yeah. In a few months, yeah. We're just talking with some people, with some friends about the release. You know, some friends were labels over here, and so I think it's going to be out in autumn. And yeah, of course, we want to tour, and we tour England a lot, like since 2008, our first tour with Selfish in England.
Yeah.
And since then, we've been touring England, the UK, the whole of the UK, Scotland, and, you know, a few times. So, obviously, we're going to go back to the UK and then Europe. We've been touring, like, Germany, Belgium, France quite a lot recently.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We want to go back, absolutely. And, yeah, we're pretty excited about, you know, the new record. It's 6 years since we don't release an album, you know.
Singles came out,
split singles, a live album, but a proper like studio album, it's 6 years. So we're really excited about having a whole bunch of new songs. And
if people want to learn about the band,
yeah,
from the internet, where do they go?
We have a Facebook called soundofcut.com. Website, www.soundofcut.com.
So SOUND.
Yes.
OFCUT.com.
Yeah, that's our website. And then we have Facebook, of course. We have a SoundCloud. It's called Cut the Band.
What about this name? It's not Italian. Sounds English.
Yeah, it is, because, it was the only name we could agree on.
How do you guys mean it?
Sorry?
How do you mean, you know, this word can mean a lot of things in English.
Yes. I mean, we were big fans of the Slits' first album.
Right, it's called Cut.
Cut, yeah.
I wish you all the luck. It seems like a lot of exciting things. People, listeners, please check out Fruccio's band Cut out of Bologna, and be looking forward to this album, Second Skin, coming out in a few months. We've been playing a lot of it on the show, played six tunes on this one here. I just wish you all the luck and safe seas on your voyage. Thank you so much for being on the show.
A big honor. Thank you for your time and for playing our music.
No problem. I can't wait to do more. You think you might be coming to the U.S.?
We love to. We only played once in the U.S. We played because we recorded the album before this one, you know, Annihilation Road. We recorded in New York at NY Head, you know, Matt Verderay. I think you know that studio.
I think Dougie Bound and Ivan Julian.
Yeah, exactly.
That one on Ludlow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, exactly. Ivan Julian, one of the greatest guitarists. He was in the Voidoids.
Exactly.
Anyway, I wish you the best. We could talk forever, but it's time to pull the plug here.
Yeah, the wait list.
August 11th edition, 2016, Wap for Pedro Show. Everybody, keep your powder dry.